get out. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just a word. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. All talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got the nerve. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low here. No, what I'm talking about. Get it. Yeah.
Ain't rocking with you. So what you gonna do?
My favorite mutant, yeah, is a mic on.
With you, your logic does not get you.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by Alive, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros. Baby.
Hey, the Tuesday, November 22nd edition of Talking Heads is on. What is with the cold intros this week, man? Is that like the signature of Madam Producer? Like, she started off on Monday just a cold cut, no studio fade, no nothing. Oh, shot. Well, at least hers was like a better amputation than yours there, Waldorf. At least it was quick and clean with hers yesterday. Yours was a bit like dull and scrapey and like with an edgy dull blade, man. I mean, it looked like one of them bad, you know, Al-Qaeda videos. Come on, man. Clean it up, please. Okay? Tomorrow could we have like just a slight, and I ain't trying to be picky, you know it's my love, but just, could I just have a slight studio fade? Y'all don't know which space I'm in when I come in. Sometimes that shocks me. That to me is like the equivalent of it. 3 a.m, coming home, feeling good, chicken in the bag, emanating, coming up. You know you're going to a good place, and then you hear, whoop, whoop. You understand? That's the equivalent right there. So, now that we got that out of the way, hopefully we'll have a studio fit tomorrow. I got your trivia lined up for you, and of course, you know, we're going to start it off that way, you know, get you into your ride home in a good place, because we got lots to talk about. And of course, we will be going to Freeport. We got the Freeport Report coming up. Chime in with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News and Darren Cooper. See what's going on down there in Freeport, like we do each and every Tuesday. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow Channel 612. All right, that's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right, got your trivia lined up. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Headliner, Mike Spienberg. Feature comedian, Dante Garrett. And yours truly, funny show from start to finish. Don't forget, it is 2-for-1 on all locals. 2-for-1 on all locals. So definitely take advantage of that. Doors open at 8:15. Showtime is 9 p.m. sharp. We're located between the car and the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. And like I said, Tuesday through Sunday is showtime, all right? We run every night except for Monday. So come get your laugh on throughout the holidays, all right? Kicking it off this holiday weekend. Yeah, man, go check out Battle for Atlantis and then, boom, go get your laugh on at Joker's. It all works out. All right, here's your question. Woo. That's a good one. Some of you are already chiming, Naughty, don't make it too hard today. I've been stressed out. So I'm trying to find you like a mid-range one, all right? Okay. Let me see how fast you all can chime in on this one today. And, of course, we're playing for Dunkin' Donuts coupons as well to get you running on Dunkin', all right? Now, this is a good one. Let me see how fast you all get this, all right? Now, where did it go? I want to make sure I didn't lose the question. Okay. What is the world's, and careful how you say this, okay? Careful how you say this. Don't get caught up in the semantics. What is the world's most venomous fish? What is the world's most venomous fish? And don't get caught up in the semantics. What is the world's most venomous fish? You got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answer in. Whoever said grouper, wrong. Whoever said barracuda, wrong. Whoever said stingray, wrong. We off and running. And while you take care of that, I will get into the headliners. Core West making headlines in the 242 world, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Be sure to check them out, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And, of course, you can check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, let's jump on in. And feel free to chime in. All right. Boy, I tell you. Let me make sure now. Okay. Let me get this chronologically correct. Okay. Now, some of you who said snapper, incorrect. Some of you said pufferfish, incorrect. Some of you said turbot, incorrect. Octopus, that's not even a fish. All right? Whoever said turbot, I think you had a cocktail or two, and yeah, you mean turbot. Not lionfish, no. Now, we had a ton of y'all that chimed in with stonefish, but we actually had the winner chime in. The first one we had with stonefish came in at 422. So our winner is, you know, off the text lines with stonefish. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is Charlie calling.
All right, you got an answer for me?
Is it the stonefish?
Yeah, it's the stonefish. I know you probably just heard me read the text this answer off, but it's all good. Tell my producer.
I'm sorry.
No, you good. You good. Today's your lucky Tuesday, man. Just hold it there. And Waldorf will get all your information from you and tell you how to get your prize, all right?
Thank you.
No
Love
problem.
The show.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it. And thanks for listening, man. All right.
Okay.
So there you go, man. We off and running. We got a winner chicken dinner right there. All right. So let's check out the headliners. Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Big, bold headlines today. And I want to hear from you all on this, man, because we got lots to talk about. PM. PLP got no money from FTX. Davis says the Bahamas is being unfairly characterized in wake of FTX's collapse. Story by Jasper Ward. Quoted as saying, I have positioned the Bahamas to be the leading jurisdiction in the digital asset space. I'm intending to keep that position, and the only thing of concern is reputational consequences, and I'm dealing with that. Prime Minister Philip Davis. Now, how are we dealing with that, though? We haven't heard you really say anything with substance pertaining to it. It's wait and see. It's tread carefully. What's really going on? And those are big words. PLP got no money from FTX. Now, if that's what the PM says, I believe the PM. Now, let's see where this whole FTX saga unfolds. Because it does make one scratch one's head and wonder. With so many people closely connected to the PLP that were affiliated with FTX in key positions, it makes one wonder. But if the PM says the PLP got no money from FTX, that's what it is. Now, let's watch the FTX saga unfold. And hopefully, unbeknownst to the PM, there's nothing there to haunt the PLP or the Bahamas. Now, Let's check the text lines real quick. Naughty, you think the PLB members ain't got no money in FTX? Someone have to be a fool to believe that. Which Bahamian you know is turning down money? Boy, none. None. I ain't gonna lie. Everybody like their money. Another big headline, story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. PM denies statement says made in house on BPL fuel hedge issue. Now listen. I understand what's going on with this situation here. A lot of passing of the buck, a lot of finger pointing, a lot of attempting to throw individuals under the bus, a lot of CYA. Cover your own, you know, derriere, for lack of a better word. And I get some PLP supporters and propagandists would say, okay, well, this whole hedge situation, buddy, the hedge is continuous. Is it really? But let's have a look at it. I give you the benefit of the doubt. But if that were the case, then why the grandstanding in the House? Why the backtracking? Why did Mr. Sayers mislead the House and the nation indirectly? And then make an attempt to slide the PM under the bus. And then the PM distanced himself from it. I don't know what's going on. Finance is a big department. Wait a minute. Who is the Minister of Finance? You need to know what's going on in your house, Mr. Davis, Mr. Prime Minister. You're the Minister of Finance, right? So I get you may not have gotten the paperwork, but it still was in your ministry. You need to know what's going on. So the two of you, very misleading in the House. And no matter how you try to smooth it out, it's still the glaring fact. Why does it appear to be so many fiefdoms in the PLP at any given moment trying to take a stand, picking their hill, so to speak, to die on? Because a simple, my bad, from this, and keep it moving, we would have been on to a different place by now. Yeah, there would have been fallout. Yeah, you would have had to take some, you know, criticism, but you would have owned it, and we would have kept it moving. Now this is just a big distraction, finger point, and then it makes people wonder what's really going on in the belly of the PLP. We understand the honeymoon may be over to the electorate, but is the honeymoon over within the belly of the PLP? That's what you got to look at. Because as they go back and forth in the House, you have the chairman, nothing unusual about FTX collapse. Mr. Producer, Mr. Wally, bring me back to reality or take me out to that planet where Mr. Mitchell is on, but nothing unusual about the FTX collapse? Nothing unusual? Made Madoff look like a joke. And by the way, I don't care about Madoff because Madoff's America's legacy, a scandal to deal with. We're dealing with FTX. And all of this is unfolding on this administration's watch. And to say nothing unusual about FTX, do you know how many layers to this stinking onion there are that are unusual, that aren't regular? And again, you could play the ostrich role and stick your head in the sand and wait till things blow over, but the world is watching, and the world says there was a lot that was, you know, not right with the FTX collapse. There were a lot of strange things in extenuating circumstances. So what planet are we really living on? Okay? And at some point, we got to realize, this is what I say about Mr. Mitchell. He's in love with the politics of politics. Loves to pontificate, have a statement. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, to the brass tacks, portion of the politics, Not there. Not his cup of tea. And thank you for your legacy of service in politics in this country, in all ways, shapes, and forms, and all the parties you've been a part of. But it's time. Let somebody else, let a young lion deal with the chairmanship. Handle the foreign affairs portfolio. You love that. That's why we call you the Minister of Affairs and Foreign, because you always love to be foreign. I know he probably, Mr. Mitchell probably hot with Mr. Davis right now. Because he's racking up he's racking up the frequent flyer miles record. You know? But at the end of the day, please don't insult intelligent people by saying nothing unusual about the FTX collapse. Say what? Naughty. The question should not be asked if anyone took money from FTX. The question should be asked which MP took the most money from FTX. Dear God. Naughty people would like politicians more if they just say, yeah, I messed up, instead of playing the finger pointing. Agreed. Just own it sometimes and keep it moving. Naughty, the PM is too busy traveling and not paying attention to our business. We will remember this one. Boy, as we slide out of the headliners into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. The headliners brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We get into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And boy, a lot of things buzzing. Big thing buzzing. And of course, John reminds you, new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday. And of course, they have your fast fashions and your workwear with all the accessories to match. And now they have small home appliances, all right, with cookware available for you as well. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John's, serving you is a pleasure. All right. So big buzz out there in Pinecrest. A lot of people talking it up. 900 keys to new Pinecrest homes. It's always good to see people take ownership of homes. A lot of people politicizing it, but at the end of the day, folks got a roof over their head. They got a piece of the pie. They got a place to call their own, and that's good. That's good to know. So I'm happy for those individuals because we don't know their circumstances. We don't know, you know, what a home means to them. You use some young owners, some nurses. It's a broad section. So I'm happy to see new homeowners. It's always good to see that. But folks politicizing it. Listen, you're tired of the back and forth over Pinecrest. Some say it floods, some say it don't flood. At the end of the day, wherever folks want to purchase a home, that's their God-given right. So wherever they want to purchase the home, let them purchase the home. Now, if it turns out that it's a flood zone, then they'll deal with that later on. That's their choice. If it turns out not to be, then it's all gravy. It's all good. But at this stage of the game, with FTX hanging over our head and other, you know, craziness going on, the misleading position of the current administration in the House in regards to the BPL and the hedging and so on and so forth, we got other things we want to talk about. Not that, because at the end of the day, flooding been a problem in this country long time. Come with the solution to the flooding. Let that be a legacy. All right? Let's focus on stuff like that, like getting problems fixed. End of the day, people want to spend their money wherever they want to buy a home. I applaud them. If that's where you want to be happy, that's where you want to make your homestead and raise your family and be happy, God bless you and go for it. But for the politicals, let's talk about something else. We've beaten this horse to death and brought it back to life and beaten it to death again. Tis what it is. And of course, another thing buzzing now, a lot of people starting to pick it up. I guess the more you wait and you look at the news in the night and all of a sudden say, hey, that's us on TV. And you realize it's MSNBC, it's CBS, it's ABC, it's World News Tonight, it's Reuters, it's the Daily Mail in the UK, it's the BBC. You know, when you're tonight on the BBC, the FTX fallout continues in the Bahamas. Come on. Every time you hear the word FTX, it's followed by or associated with the Bahamas. So let's get over the fact that nobody's on the spin moves anymore. Like, it can't affect our... Listen, it can. Nobody's buying that. So let's own it. What are we going to do from this point on as far as damage control? Let's get ahead of this. Way lagging behind now. Let's try to get in front of this. Okay? And if you look at the proceedings in the United States, ain't nothing happening. You know what I mean? It's going to stay in that court. That's where they're going to play. SPF got to suit it up now. Can't be wearing, you know, your jeans, your shorts, and your T-shirt. A lot of people getting all, you know, fired up over that. Listen, if I was an alleged billionaire, and you all entertain the fact that I was a billionaire, I was Howard Hughes in it too. I was showing up in flip-flops, Bermudas, you know what I mean? My whole entourage. Waldorf would be part of it. He'd show up however he want. Probably wear whatever Dolphin jersey he want, be rocking throwbacks. You know, we don't care. Have official cooler guy who would be bringing the cooler up from the rear. You know what I mean? Come on, we're going to do it right. Especially if we're billionaires. So nobody try to sell me on a proper time. When you're a billionaire, you're able to have whatever the hell you want. Naughty. When is Brave going to Six Flags in December? You all really, listen, I shouldn't indulge you all with some of these texts, you know. Naughty, the people in Pinecrest should invest in a submarine and take notes from Pinewood. Texter, I see what you're trying to say. Naughty, read the headline. PLP party got no money from FTX. What about the candidates? Laugh out loud. Semantics, I tell you. Naughty, what or who is the common denominator in the BPL debacle, FTX debacle, the public service union debacle, and the seeming Minister of Finance's lack of information on all of them? One name keeps coming up. The financial secretary. All right. Keeps coming up. The financial secretary. The president of the union said on Beyond the Headlines that the financial secretary told him point blank that the industrial agreement would not be honored. The PM said the cabinet paper was not seen by him, but would have been seen by the financial secretary. The financial secretary said he did not know if the government had exposed it to FTX. Financial secretary seems to be acting as the chief policymaker at the Ministry of Finance. Isn't that the minister's role rather than the chief administrative officer? The financial secretary's actual role? A very dangerous proposition. Could this be the reason why the current financial secretary was sidelined during the last administration? I tell you, you're going in on my old schoolmate like that, eh? My God. I need to call Mr. Wilson. Get him on the show. But anyway, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break, man. Wrap up the buzz. We'll come back real quick. Hit him up with the global warming machine on the planet in 60 seconds or less. And we go into Freeport. Because I know we got Sarah chimed in. We got Darren chimed in. Everybody from Freeport ready to go via the Zoom. So all coming up on the flip side of the break. As the Tuesday, number 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with the King Combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Be alive and get rewarded. Introducing Alive Rewards for prepaid and postpaid in the My Alive app. With Alive Rewards, get cash back, monthly credits, and data when you pay, stay, refer, assist, and earn. For postpaid, get 2 GB of bonus data when you pay for your bill 3 months in a row. For prepaid, get 5% cash back when you purchase in the My Alive app. For everyone, refer a friend and get $25 for you and $25 for your friend when they switch to Alive. Log on to bealive.com for more info and more ways to get rewarded. Alive Rewards. We are alive.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Tuesday, November 22nd edition continues right now. And let's check out the global warming seat on the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, you can get into the metaverse with KFC Nassau. Just upgrade your meals. That's right. All right? And mega-size it, and you'll be good to go. All right? Fill out the form, put it in your box, and you'll be getting into the metaverse with KFC Nassau. All right. So, let's check out, we're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, and don't forget the KFC drive-thrus open and frying until midnight, all right? All locations. A quick glance at what's got the planet hot. Army Hammer's dad, Michael Armand Hammer, dead at 67. What else is going on? Savannah Christie taking custody of brother and niece as Todd and Julie do time. I can't believe Todd went to jail, Dred. I just can't. He might just be living it in jail, though, I hear. So anyway, we'll leave that alone. Giselle Bundchen moving into a new Florida home with the help from Joaquin Valiente Associate. And it's apparently right down the street from Tom Brady. Yeah, that's all I'm hearing. All right, Cain Velasquez permitted to wrestle in a Lucha Libre match. First event since his arrest. So we'll see where that goes. Glad to see Cain trying to get back on his feet. It was a crazy situation he was involved in. Kelly Rowland says it's beyond time for the public to treat Chris Brown with grace and forgiveness. Okay. Speaking of Giselle Bundchen, Antonio Brown posts fake Giselle pictures, fake nudes on his timeline. I don't know what's going on with Antonio Brown. I think he's got some mental illness. Speaking of mental illness, Amber Heard countersues insurance company over the Depp verdict policy. And finally, Julia Fox claims she dated Kanye West so he would leave Kim Kardashian alone. Oh, dear God. That's a wrap on your global warming. We're seeing another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let's check the text lines. Naughty, how come gas going down in the USA but it going up in New Providence? I think we in New Providence getting what the duck get. I think so. Quack, quack. Naughty, is this new light bill, Naughty, this new light bill caused me to take the beef out the corn so I could eat. Oh, Lord. Between the gas and the light, eh? Let's get to Freeport. We're going down there on my Dunkin' doing his coffee break, and you know I runs on Dunkin'. Don't forget the pumpkin is back at Dunkin' at all locations, all right? So be sure to check them out. Let's start checking with Sarah Kirkby down there in Freeport, Grand Bahama News, each and every Tuesday in The Guardian. Buy it, get the supplement, but you got to spend the money like I always tell you. No ticky, no washy, no buck, no supplement. What's going on, Sarah?
Hey, darling, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all good. What's going down there in Grand Bahama? What's good?
I see some big trying to get over the Chrisley's going to jail, so there we go.
You listen, man, I think Todd's going to love it in there, though. He'll teach him how to.
Oh, yeah.
I know how to make stuff out of ramen noodles. Let's do it.
Oh, God. It's going to be hysterical. He'll be in charge of laundry and dressing facilities.
So yeah, there's a joke in there. A joke is somewhere with Todd. I'm working on it right now.
Let's see. We had a really busy week in Grand Bahama. And so it was so busy that we had to do a whole section of pictures, and which I'm hoping is going to push us to this extra day that we might get the paper. Hint, hint, out there. So our first headline was an exclusive interview that we had with Mark Weller, who is the developer behind the Weller Development, which is bringing Six Senses Spa to the island. And it was just a little bit more of an in-depth story with him and why he chose Grand Bahama as a place that he wanted to come to. And it was, as a Grand Bahamian, it's really nice to hear someone say such positive things about the island with our infrastructure and our proximity to the States, and then his genuine like, and he said the feel of the people when he's been here. So that was super for us. And so that's a big story for us today. We also have a nice story on Pine Tree Stables, which obviously came back after.
Yeah, glad to see that back up and running, man.
Pine Tree Stables has been around forever, so it's great. And Linda Buchanan, who runs it, she's a real character. She still does rides for people on the beach, tourist rides. You can still contact her for that. But now she's really mainly getting into training with that as well, but also wants to introduce young children to horses and animals. It's a good form of therapy as well. And there's a really nice story of the MP Iram Lewis and that connection he had with a son that passed away and how he's bringing that through with his daughter. So it's a really nice story on that. I also got to speak at the Canadian Women's Club.
Right, I saw that big stuff, man. They're doing that thing.
They are. And they're really, you know, this is a great group of ladies. They all are snowbirds, you know, and they come here every year. They love Grand Bahama and they excited to know we finally have our own paperback. So it was very nice to be their first speaker of the start of the year. And we talked all about what was happening with Grand Bahama and how everything is going and what we're doing. And we talked, you know, stuff that I knew about Six Senses, about Carnival cruise lines, you know, great things for the island. They wanted to hear all about it. And it's really the first of their meetings that are happening after COVID. And so these are people that come back year after year. They bring guests here. These are the kind of people that promote and support your island. So it's really, really good to work with them. Exciting news for those of us who like to drink wine and much more. Festival Noel is returning.
Yes, I saw that. I know that's a big thing on the Freeport social calendar.
It is very. I actually worked for that for 20 years with Bristol Cellars and with we started it with Jose Potuondo, and it was a great event, and it still is, and it brings out everybody to support a great cause. This is the one major fundraiser for the BNT in Grand Bahama, and they've, you know, we've obviously had a lot of work they've had to recover from as well from the storm. So it's a great night. It's artwork, it's wine, it's food, it's camaraderie and music. So it really kicks off the season, as I presume, like Jollification and all of those great events do in Nassau. So this is our event.
Well, that's good, man. And you know, I was just at Jollification over the weekend. And let me
oh,
tell you, that was off the chain. That was really off the chain.
I've been up there. It's a lot of fun.
And so, and you know,
I
got to make sure, you never know, I might turn up at Festival Noel, you know, catch a piece of that.
Oh, we would like that. We would definitely like that. You could get on the stage and keep us at very entertaining.
No. And then when I go to Grand Bahama, I slunk. I do nothing. enjoy the company of my family and my mother-in-law's cooking and love myself.
I love it. Well, the other thing is we did this compilation. You know, we always do either an eyeful or an eyesore. So this week we had so many events going on. We just did it's a whole array of great things keeping it grand in Grand Bahama. The Grand Bahama Children's Home had its first fundraiser after 4 years. And it was a great night. It was actually sold out, which is really amazing. And the tickets were very expensive. So it was a really good night. And the Weller Development team came in. They gave a wonderful check to the home for $20,000. But also on the night, there was a gentleman there who was a second homeowner. And he gave a check for $5,000 because his wife had been volunteering in the home and she had told him about all this amazing work that's happening there and the needs they have. And he challenged other people to match him, and three other people did. So a great, great night.
That's awesome. That's a lot of moolah, man. That's like 35K right there that I just counted off.
Yeah, so it was great, plus the ticket sales. So it was a good night. And we were very lucky to have the patron for the night was the PM's wife, Marie Davis, Anna Marie Davis, and she was lovely and very eloquent and spoke to us, as well as Obi Wilshcombe, who's the MP for Social Services. So they are his little darlings in their home, as well as Wayne Monroe. So you can see a picture on that. And then to top it all up, we had Labor on the Blocks 2.0. There's a new company coming to town, and they were looking for employees as well as other ones within the island. We had the Chinese ambassador come this week. And then another event on Saturday, it was a full Saturday, they had a big mangrove planting by Bonefish Tarpon and Trust. And they planted over 2,400 mangroves in the shoreline. And so there's a nice little story on that as well.
Yeah, I saw that story there. I thought that was a good look. I love to see the mangroves get planted and continue to be replenished. That's a good look.
It is. It's really good and well needed for the island after everything we've been through. So it's super. And it's amazing, all the volunteers. And I believe it was Bishop Michael Eldon School that came out and supported. So it was really great. And there's a great young man called Justin Lewis who's doing a lot of work. He's a local Bahamian and a big rugby player. So it was very good to see what they were doing.
Well, I just like to see, like I said, you know, people coming together from different walks, different parts of the demographic and coming together and saying, look, we got to protect these mangroves and we got to replant them. And they're aware of the severity of you know, if we lose them, the importance of maintaining them and replenishing them. So that's good stuff. Well, always good to hear from you, Sarah.
And thank you for letting us chime in.
No worries. I know you got errands to run. Probably, what, you going to Sawyer's, eh?
I got to get my supermarket shopping in. Boy. We decided to do a little Thanksgiving, so why not have some fun and stuff ourselves. It'd be good.
There you go, man. So you and your family enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll talk next Tuesday. All right. Don't eat too much turkey. All right.
And Darren sends his best, but he's got a bit of a busy day today.
Tell him we'll talk soon, man. I got to talk to him, man. I got to get up with him on that count from the taxi. I can't believe that. I saw the video. We'll talk about that next week.
I did see the video, yeah.
All right, but you have a good Thanksgiving. Regards to you and your crew, and big up to everybody down in Freeport, man, in Grand Bahama, especially my in-laws, man.
Thanks for always checking on us and for being that big supporter for Grand Bahama, and to all our Grand Bahama fans who listen, especially my friend Jasmine, who's always listening from Bahamas Waste. A big hi to her, and thank you for pushing our paper. We're so proud of it.
Spend the money every Tuesday. Maybe you get two days. All right, have a good one. Let's get to the phone lines. Mr. Producer, I thank God it's Sparky, man. Sparky been texting and blowing up the phone. He's been trying to get through. He said where he was. I say he was indisposed. So let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's left?
Hello. How you doing, Lottie?
What's going on, Sparky? How are you?
Man, Red Yoga fixed this phone line, man.
Man, the phone line's working. You just choose to grab the one on the bad one. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. So we got to get to the break now, and we kind of lost you there. I don't know what's going on with your phone, but hit me back, text me back. You know you're always good with me, man. You always got a couple minutes on my show. So let's get to the break. Out of the break, we'll go straight to the news at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Good stuff, first hour. Everybody who chimed in and texted in. We'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Earl of Pearl will be in the building. Peter Raheem will be checking in. We'll be talking NBA. We'll be talking NFL. And don't forget the final 10 and the 5 today, 5 o'clock hour. Waiver wire. Who to grab and who to stash, because guess what? It's getting late in the fantasy football season. Walter, you had a good weekend in picks this week, right? I think you might have brought it home. Wasn't no 12-1, but you was close. You was close. I was doing good. I played with house money last night. I gambled on the Cardinals. Well, you see how that turned out. But I'll take a 10-4 week. I'm mad at nobody. Still all good.
Pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George! Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. Where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good!
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, November 22nd edition continues right now. Up into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:08 p.m. is the time. You know we're talking sports from here on out. Earl the Pearl will be chiming in short order. I'm sure Peter Raheem will chime in momentarily as well. But we'll start it off like we do each and every day with Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. All right. And let's check out Today in Sports History. Like I said, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right. Today in Sports History, on this day, November 22nd, 1910, Arthur F. Knight patented a steel shaft to replace wood shafts in golf clubs. 1917, the National Hockey League was officially formed in Montreal, Canada. 1950, the lowest scoring game in the NBA was played. The Fort Wayne Pistons, later the Detroit Pistons, defeated the Minneapolis Lakers, later the Los Angeles Lakers, 19-18. 1986, Mike Tyson became the youngest to win the World Heavyweight Boxing Crown. He was only 20 years old and 4 months at the time. 2003, in Edmonton, Alberta, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Edmonton Oilers 4-3 in the first NHL game to be played outside. 2006, Tiger Woods won his 7th straight PGA Grand Slam. 2016, it was announced that the NHL expansion team in Las Vegas would be named the Vegas Golden Knights. And on the sports quote of the day, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. Vidal Sassoon, tennis great. All right, we got Pearly zoomed in yet? You know he's at the air fryer. I'm sure of that. Chefing something up. Now, it's 5:10, and I know Pearly should be close. So keep an eye out for him then, Mr. Producer. Now, let's get up into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, you could ride into the new year in a brand new car. Hey, in my Bob Barker voice. Because Burger King's doing big things. Yes, indeed. Ride into the holidays with Burger King Nassau, and Easy Car Sales. Win a brand new BYD 2022 Han HV. All right, electric vehicle. All you got to do, upgrade your combo. Okay? You upgrade it, you're good to go. Choose your combo size, all right? Deluxe, or you could upgrade it to the king size, okay? And when you upgrade it, you get one ticket to ride when you upgrade your deluxe, okay? Or if you upgrade to a king, you're going to get two tickets to ride. Remember that drawing's coming out on the 28th of December. So you could ride into the new year in a brand new car with BK and Easy Car Sales. All right, let's check out the home court, the local scene. Where do we start? Got a couple of things to start with. Obviously, let's talk with the Battle for Atlantis, Women's Battle for Atlantis. And UCLA wins the championships. They held off the Golden Eagles in overtime, and they finally cracked the top 25. Story by Sheldon Longley. A couple of women's collegiate basketball teams that came into the Bad Boy Morris Battle for Atlantis women's tournament, unranked, gave fans in attendance a thrilling encounter yesterday afternoon inside the Imperial Arena at the Atlantis Resort on Paradise Island. The game had to go into overtime before a winner was decided, but in the end, it was UCLA, the Bruins, who emerged victorious in their maiden trip as the team made their maiden trip to the Bahamas. The Bruins capitalized off a couple of turnovers in the extra session, got deep penetration and assist in the lane from senior guard Charisma Osborne, and a couple of key baskets down the stretch to record a 66-58 overtime win over upstart Marquette Golden Eagles in the Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlantis Women's Bracket and Women's Championship. All right? So we got Pearly? All right, cool. So
yeah, you got me.
What's going on, Air Fry King?
Man, do you believe I actually forgot the password to get it on the Zoom?
You did?
One of those days, if you know what I mean. One of those days, if you know what I mean. One of
those days. Yeah. Well, in more hoops news, we're talking international hoops. UCLA won the Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlantis Women's Bracket. And we got our very own Coach Yo McPhee McQuinn down there at Bahamar doing big things. And her squad, Ole Miss, they won in the first round of the Pink Flamingo Championships. So we'll keep an eye on them. They took care of the Dayton Flyers 63-50 in the inaugural game at the Bahamar Hoops Pink Flamingo Championships inside the Bahamar Convention Center at Bahamar, and that was last night.
Okay,
so we'll keep an eye on that tournament. And, you know, we're getting ready on Thursday. We're going to get there ready to do our thing. We're going live from the Bad Boy Mowers Battle for Atlantis. We've been there for each and every one. We watched the baby grow. It's now grown into a big, rusty, grown child with Slam Dunkin' and carrying on bad. I remember the first one. I can't wait to see the latest installment. Got some great squads. We're going to do some candid interviews, and we're going to be there at the tailgate party in Thanksgiving, Pearly, so you know. We're going to indulge and enjoy.
Sounds like fun.
We're going to have some brewskis. We're going to have some turkey. We're going to have some basketball. We're going to have some football action, too. It's going to be a good look. It's going to be a very good look.
That's good. That's fun. It's
going to
be nice.
Very nice.
It should be really. But you know what we've been missing out on?
What we've been missing?
The first 2 days of probably was considered the greatest sporting event in the world.
The World Cup. Well, I'll be honest with you, Pearly. I don't really watch the World Cup until the elimination round starts. Qualifying is great, but I expect England to beat whoever it was 6-2. I expect those kind of results.
No. I understand that. But you did not expect for Argentina to lose today.
Well, no, I didn't expect that.
Right? I didn't expect Saudi Arabia to beat Argentina today.
Well, hey.
France did what they were supposed to do. They walked all over Australia because I picked Argentina is favorite to win the World Cup or be at least in the finals.
Listen, it's a qualifying round, Pearly. They'll still make it through with the L. Don't worry about it. They're Argentina.
They cannot afford another L, though. I know that much.
No, they got one more L and they're gone.
Okay, Denmark and Tunisia with a 0-0 draw. Mexico and Poland, 0-0 draw. And France is all over Australia 4-1 today. It's been fun. I really is enjoying that. And I'd be at Hog Heaven World Cup time. Anyway, I'm a sportsman.
And USA had another tie yesterday, which is so boring.
USA put up a pretty good team, and they drew 1-1 with Wales. They had problems.
Yeah. Now, do we have a result from Spain? I know Spain was supposed to play today against Costa Rica. Oh, they play tomorrow at 11.
No. They play tomorrow.
At 11 against Costa Rica. But let me tell you something. On the 27th, what a great game it's going to be on the 27th. You got a great game in Group E, Spain and Germany at 2 p.m.
Germany, you'll be all right. You'll be all right.
I just want to see the new generation of Spanish futbolistas because they were very entertaining when they won the World Cup a couple of cups ago. All right? And those guys have all gone into retirement.
You might recognize the German team.
Yeah.
Very dark.
Listen to you. With your Bert Campanis best impersonation. Oh, God.
forgive me, my father, if I have sinned.
Yes, I guess Germany invaded the Dutch colonies, I take it, or the German colonies, I take it.
Well, listen, you see the French team, you see the all the European
teams. Well, it's the World Cup there, Pearly. They will tap into their resources.
Many citizenships were given out, but that's okay.
You know, I know that there's a dude that plays for France right now that was discovered in one of the colonies. Yeah. We're looking at them.
Yeah, like, I think he's from. He moved to France, but he's 6 years old. I think from.
But he talked like this.
Martinique. It was either Martinique or French Guiana. One of those.
He talked something like this. Boss man, you give me the money, I give you a new goal. Let's go. I should have sweat to the net. Right to the net. Sweat.
But he speaks. But guess what? He speaks French and Creole fluent.
And he scores like a mug, so that's all that matters. Let's go to the phone lines.
But he's actually, I think he's hurt. I think France, that's why France's chances of winning the World Cup this year have diminished, because he's hurt. I think he got hurt.
You need to tell us the name of the player that you're referring to. You've been very descriptive, but you haven't given me his name.
No, because it slipped me, and that's why it got to me, and I'm going to get it for you in a second. Ah, man, why did I...
You work on that. Let me go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
No, before you go to the phone line, what I want you to work on, see, because I know you would tell me, I told you so. I want you to look at that score line from last night. Then tell me you told me so.
Listen, man, I was playing with house money. I took a little gamble. I threw a dart. I missed. I missed the board. I hit the wall. It is what it is. Won't be the first time. Won't be the last.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that.
I'm being brutally honest. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty by Nature.
Hey, Purdy, look what the cat drug in. It's Mystery Dolphin. What's going on, buddy?
My Lord, where have you been, my son? Where have you been?
I've been right here, man. Right here.
What I like after 10 weeks of the NFL season and everybody being on the bye, the Cowboys 7-3, the Dolphins 7-3. Let's get it. Somebody jersey getting roasted.
Well, the Dolphins had a bye last week, so... We got the Houston Texans this week.
Y'all got a bye this week, and look like the Cowboys had a bye last week, 40-3. So yeah, look like we off and running. We on a collision course with destiny.
So
I think it's great.
Absolutely, we will be 8-3 after Sunday.
And so will we. But
who y'all got?
We got the Giants on Thanksgiving. So you know how that goes.
Well, that's a tough game for y'all. That's a tough one. Ours is easy. That's a tough game for y'all. You ain't got to worry about that.
Who y'all got? Again?
That's a tough one. The Giants.
Y'all got the Texans, right?
We got the Texans.
But don't y'all have a little date with your head coach's former team coming up? Don't y'all have the 49ers on the schedule?
Who?
Don't y'all have the Niners on the schedule somewhere?
Well, why are you going past the Texans, though?
Because we could go past the Texans. You could win that game.
How could you slip past the Texans to go to the 49ers?
Because that's the Texans.
No. So let's settle the Texans first.
Okay.
Complete that first.
Y'all could beat the Texans.
Thank you. Now, what y'all going to do with the Giants on Thursday?
We could beat them on Thursday.
The Giants playing good ball, my brother.
The Giants playing good ball, and they lost to the Lions on Sunday? What are you talking about?
Things happen. Look, Philadelphia lost.
Why do you do this? Why do you do this, Naughty?
Philadelphia.
Why do you do this?
Why do I do what?
Why do you do this? And I have to go all the way back to the 1985 when my North playoff team, Miami Dolphins, beat the undefeated Chicago Bears team that won the World Super Bowl. Come on, man.
Thank you.
Anything can happen on any given Sunday.
Listen,
nothing to you.
Okay,
we
beat the Giants with a backup quarterback.
You know
we'll beat them with Dak Prescott.
Over the Minnesota Vikings, your head swells. You can't get in your car. You got to open. Purdy,
you have been on me in the Dallas Cowboys from Monday. You saw that game.
I tell you, the 49ers can stump them. The Giants can stump you on. They can come back and stump you on.
Yeah, Purdy. And the week before that, we were supposed to get started. Anyway, yeah, Purdy, I'm not even on that run.
I pick you all to lose to Green Bay and you lost.
Okay.
What you saying?
And how many other times you picked us to lose? Let's go back to week two. When you picked us to lose in week two, and we won. You picked us to lose in week three, and we won.
Who I picked you to lose to in week two?
Cincinnati.
I did not pick you to lose to Cincinnati.
Mr. Producer, get the tape. Get the tape, Mr. Producer.
That would be
September.
I'm backing down of this one.
That would be September 18th.
I'm backing down of this one.
I know.
I think this is going to be tight going down to the finish line between the Cowboys and the Dolphins.
That's why Purdy has come out the gate since Monday.
It's going to be tight.
Downplaying the monkey stomping when we put on the Vikings. He looked into the cave. He saw the dragon.
No,
and guess what? He don't want no part of that dragon in the cave.
Do that. I ain't going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you do that.
I think it's going to be tight.
All season, I said this week and I said last week, I said, I don't think Minnesota's an 8-1 team. I don't think Minnesota's a 7-1 team. I don't think Minnesota's a 6-1 team. I've been saying that.
And you also said they're about to prove it.
No one saw that coming. The Cowboys to beat them that bad.
And in all facets of the game.
I didn't think they would beat them. I thought Dallas would beat them. I didn't think Dallas was going to whoop them like that.
Not like that. Really didn't think so. No one saw that coming.
But
that
now, it tells me what the doubts I've had in Minnesota all season, they're not that good. Or Dallas is really that good.
I think it's
the latter, not the former, but you're going to have a hard time saying it, so I get it.
No, we'll find out. One thing I won't be about to, at the end of the season, if Dallas is that good a team, I can say
it. You know what, in sports, though, every team needs a reality check, you know. Especially the undefeated team. Every team needs a reality check. You understand? Because some of them is being glory land when they've been in so much games.
I'll tell you a good example of that. And Purdy, you told me I was crazy on the weekend when I told you, mind you, the upset bird circling in Indianapolis, and all for a minute and 36 seconds of that game, Indy had Philadelphia beat. Why? Because just like I told you, they run the football. You could run the football on Philly.
Championship teams find ways to win those type games.
Yeah.
Championship teams find ways to win those type games right there. I've been watching this.
It's called a Matt Ryan interception in his own half.
Whatever you call it, champions find a way to win.
Like I told you before.
I've been watching football for 50 years.
And like I told you before, I can tell you again. When the Cowboys play the Eagles, fully loaded, we could punch them in the mouth. Telling you,
the Eagles beat you bad because that's your.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, my friend.
The Cowboys always find a way to pull up in December. What?
Hold on.
That's a divisional game,
right? And that's the first game that the Eagles have won against the Cowboys in eons. We 7-3 against them in the last ten. So trust me when I tell you, they are not going to sweep us this year, Earl. And I know exactly why you're rooting hard for it. You know why? Because you don't want to pick that Marino jersey up.
For y'all to lose every game because we have a bet.
But remove that from the table.
Being on the talk show and talking sports, I'm being real. I know how to be a homer, but I know how to be real too.
Let me tell you why I like my chances against the Eagles.
Let me say what you do it. Your glory is you want bad to have a better record than mine because you know y'all ain't going no further than that if that happens for y'all.
Earl,
I understand that.
Y'all ain't going nowhere in the AFC either, so what you talking about?
What you mean we ain't going nowhere in the AFC?
You all make it to the divisional round.
You are lucky.
9-7. Y'all been picking Dallas to be a Super Bowl.
Anyway, let me get back to my point, Earl. Let me get back to my point. My point is, just like the Colts proved it before, a couple other teams proved it prior. Like I told you the reason why they signed a washed-up Ndamukong Suh, because they need somebody, a fat boy in the middle, to stop the run. They got injuries to the D-line, and you could still run the football. And as you noticed, the Indianapolis Colts did it on Sunday at will. Dallas, and here's the kicker now, because, see, remember I told you this. Watch out, Tyron Smith. Remember I told you Tyron wasn't gone for the year? Tyron coming back. So by the time we play the Eagles again, we're going to have Tyron on that line too. So guess what? We will still be able to run the football. And I don't know if you've noticed, but Tony Pollard, to me, is the best running back in the NFL right now.
Marty, I can tell you this. If the Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles, they come in out that division and they go into the Super Bowl. That game right there.
The winner of that game, I might agree with you wholeheartedly on that.
The winner out of that game. All eyes is on that game right there.
But if you can, what I'm saying is I'm basing it on what happens against Philly, what other teams have done, and what we could do well. And we run the ball, and our offense is catching up to the defense, and I'm not taking nothing away from Jalen Hurts and the offensive side of that football. But remember now, injuries are catching up. Dallas Goedert, gone. 8 weeks. The defense has suffered big injuries. The offensive line has been injured. I'm just being honest with you.
Be careful. Now, Dallas has not had to take Dak Prescott out of the picture and the other your cornerback.
And Tyron Smith from preseason, Earl. You can't.
Y'all ain't had no significant injuries that affect your team like other teams in this
but
game.
But Earl,
y'all
injuries.
Have been lucky.
Earl, stop.
Y'all
injuries
have been lucky,
injuries are part of football. Give and take. whether you're healthy or not, they're part of the game. Sometimes you're lucky and you don't have a bunch of injuries.
Yeah, I don't
and
think,
sometimes
I don't
you're unlucky,
think,
but
I
don't cry, but we've been healthy. Jesus,
no,
y'all been healthy
no.
too.
I don't think y'all had a real challenge yet, though. I don't think so.
We haven't had a we haven't had a challenge. We lost our quarterback week one.
Yep, but I
okay.
still think
we
had
a quarterback.
Once you lost,
so did you lose your best defensive player? Did you lose your two best cornerbacks? Did you lose any of your best linebackers?
Listen, you got no sympathy. Injuries are part of the game, bro.
I mean,
for you to get upset that the Cowboys are more healthy than the Dolphins, other people, that's crazy.
No, I'm not looking for sympathy. What I'm telling you is, be careful, Naughty, because the season ain't over yet, and the injury bug ain't hit y'all yet.
Exactly,
right.
Earl. But guess what? At the end of the day, if and when it does, it's next man up, and you got
to
play. And to say it hasn't hit us, that's crazy, because it has. Out the break.
I have one question. Off of football, let's go to NBA. I want to ask a question.
Well, the Heat and the Lakers stinking up the joint right now.
I see the Lakers trying to get between Kyrie Irving or Buddy Hield. Which one you think is the best fit? And who will
last?
I personally like the Buddy Hield deal because obviously we got Miles Turner in that equation as well. So the Hield Turner equation works. But now.
He's asking you who you rather. Don't worry about Miles Turner. He asked you whether you rather Buddy Hield or Kyrie Irving.
Who are we trading for them? Are we trading LeBron for them? Because I want
Westbrook, Kendrick Nunn, a few of them got to go.
But listen, man, could just let me interject this. Ever since LeBron been out, AD been at like 38 and 18, 38 and 16, 38 and 12, 36 and 14. I mean, come on, man. He balling. Can we trade LeBron in this and keep Westbrook coming off the bench?
No, but Westbrook is the one holding up the line with all that money, you know. They got to let him go.
Yeah, I know. But
they
actually playing decent ball.
He only holds the line this year. Next year, LeBron can be a $50 million a year player. He can hold up the line next year.
But anyway, if you got to trade Westbrook, then give me the Buddy Hield, Miles Turner equation. If you're doing an individual player, Buddy for Kyrie Irving.
Any day.
Oh, boy. That's
Buddy
hard. Hield. We need shooting, but Kyrie needs a fresh start in LA.
He's too controversial. He's too controversial.
I don't want him.
Get Buddy
Hield. I don't want him. You might say, yeah, I don't want him. You bring him. You don't know where he's coming to play.
You right.
Know,
you know you're going to miss a chunk of games. I mean, Buddy. But it has to
this
be for me.
Is a showstopper.
It has
this
to be.
A draw. A proud draw. Can't trust him to show it to me.
It has to
That's
be
right.
for me in a deal for Buddy Hield. There's got to be Buddy and Miles Turner for Westbrook. You get that deal done, I take that in a heartbeat.
I'm not worried about the trade itself. I'm worried about the two players, how they fit with the league.
Miles, listen. Miles Turner goes down to play center. He's leading the league in shot blocking. He shoots like almost 38% from three as a big man. He can stretch the floor. He plays the center position. That allows AD to perennial play the power forward and be comfy where he's at. And then you got options at the small forward. You keep Reeves right there at the small forward. And or you put LeBron at the small forward, kick Reeves out to the two. And you got your point guard there. You got Schroeder. You got Nunn.
Nunn is going to be
part of that trade.
I
is going to be a part
I hear
of that
what you're saying. I understand
but
that.
But you put
that's
Buddy
good,
at the two and somebody else at the point.
My question to you is, take everybody off the table. I don't care who on the team. I don't care who there. LeBron, I don't care who there. Would Kyrie Irving, no matter who's there, be a better fit for the Lakers than Buddy Hield? No matter who we got.
Yes, that's my question.
Personality, player-wise, everything-wise. Who is the better fit out of those two players? Nobody else counts.
I got to go with Kyrie.
What?
Why?
Yeah, because now you got your point guard situation answered. You got a third scorer. When LeBron and AD decide to do full, he spaces the court. He's still a good outside shooter. He's been there. If his head's on right, he's a proven scoring player in the league. And I'm not trying to talk. Now. You asked me, but Earl, you said take all of the other stuff out of the equation. I would never go there.
I think take all the players out of the equation.
All right.
Bahamas, listen, Linda, listen.
Hold on,
take
Earl.
All the players
out of the equation, and you said take all the...
We're just looking at those two players. Who do we prefer on the team? Do we prefer Buddy Hield based on his personality, his playing style.
Exactly. That's what you said, based on all of that. Now, obviously, here's where you need to listen, Bahamas, to your own question. Because if you say based on playing style and personality, then off the top, I wouldn't put Kyrie Irving in there because I opened by saying he misses at least 20 games a year and you don't know where his head is at. However, if you're just basing it on athleticism, best player to fit the team, minus the baggage, minus all of that, then I got to go with Kyrie Irving.
Check
and re-raise.
I tell you, take all that. I told you, take all that.
You sound like a motorbike now. We good. We good. You say potato, I say tomato, we all good.
You say what you want, say to play it off. You did not hear what I say. Because even
Bernie,
Dolphin
you admittedly said, take
Mystery
personality and all of that out of the equation. Did you not say take personality out of the equation? Did you not say that?
No.
You just said it just a minute ago, Earl. What are you talking about?
Listen to me, Naughty. I said take all the players out of the equation. Look at the two players, Buddy Hield or Kyrie, taken into account.
You also said
about them,
take personality out.
Style,
exactly. So my point being, if I take Kyrie for what he is, baggage meaning personality and all of that, I will go ahead and say Buddy Hield. But like you say, you said take all of that out of the equation. So
no,
by taking that out of the
mystery,
Mr. Producer,
mystery. Did I say take all them out?
What did he say?
Mystery, help me, Mystery Dolphin. Help me.
Because you need it. You need it. The ice done crack, and you about to bubble. So go for your help. Notice the silence, right?
Because he hung up. He's not on the line.
He's right there, live. He ain't going nowhere. Because just like Mr. Producer, when you said take personality out. That's what I'm talking about.
I never said take personality out, Naughty. Why would I say that if we're comparing the two players? Why would I say that when I wouldn't walk out of you on the team because of his personality?
Hey, listen, Mr. Producer, let's go to the break. Let me get some Q-tips, please. Because I'm in a different part of the metaverse right now. Is there any way we can play like the last 3.5 minutes of the show? Do we have that capability right now? I know you good like that. So let's go to the break, and then we'll bring it back afterwards. This is a good one. That's a good one today. Without the personality and the baggage, Kyrie Irving. If we take it for what it is, Buddy Hield. But let's rewind it, Mr. Producer. We'll be back right after the break. Mystery Dolphin, hang on if you want, man.
Jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the metaverse courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, they're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of all spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, November 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Remember, the final 10 today is Waiver Wires with Sports Illustrated Michael Fabiano. Who to grab? This is like your last week to really make any kind of impact on waivers. After this week, I think you will find Bubkus. All right, let's go back for record's sake, because I think after further review, the referee would probably have to say, after further review, there's not enough conclusive evidence to call it either way. So,
you son of a. Okay.
No. And this coming from a Dolphin, card carrying Dolphin, who happens to be the producer. So I'm letting a lot slide with this, okay, Pearly? All right?
No problem.
Because I saw
no
two problem. Phones ring. However, based on what Waldorf has said, there's a fork in the road. Meaning, you said all what you said pertaining to the players. You also mentioned personalities, but then after you said personality, you said who is the better player. Now, based on just a straight-up question, how you asked, who's the better fit for the Lakers right now? Straight up, not taking anything out of the equation, it would be Buddy Hield. Now,
okay. If
we take the baggage out, like personality, burning sage, freaking yourself out, all of that, Kyrie would be the guy who I would take. Okay. If we minus the baggage.
If we're basing it off pure talent, ability,
right.
The lead
so
team,
if we minus the baggage, I go with Kyrie. If we take it for what it is right now, present state and situation, Buddy Hield. And then to throw in the fact that Miles Turner is also included in that deal, that makes it even sweeter.
Yes, it does. Okay, we're on the same page
okay,
now.
So
it's so good to roll with
you. Sure. You ain't get you none gone.
None gone.
None will be gone with Russell Westbrook. Just letting you know that. And probably two others.
So Kendrick Nunn will be gone. Who are the other two? Like Wendon Gabriel will be another one for salary purposes for sure.
Yeah, Kendrick Nunn and Russell Westbrook would be gone. Those are
but you will have the hours.
And are we going to give up the 27 pick?
I don't know about the pick.
Because I was hearing initially it was Westbrook, the 27 pick for Turner and for Hield. Now, they throw in Kendrick Nunn and a couple other pieces in there. Who knows where we're going with that?
But, you know, your boy, Malenga don't want to give up the pick, so he can try to do whatever it is to try to give up the picks. If you could bring Buddy and Miles and then give up them, I'm fine with that. Team's still solid. But them white boys playing their butts off. Them two white boys playing their butts off.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you got to keep the two of them. You got to keep Reeves. Can't let Reeves go. I think Reeves is a player for the Lakers for years to come. I mean, you could start him or bring him off the bench. He's just going to contribute. You know who he reminds me of? Bobby Jones of the Sixers back in the day.
Yeah.
Just scratch the stat sheet across the board. Couple of points, couple of rebounds, couple of assists, play defense, you know, hit a shot when you need it. That's what I get from him. I don't know, but I mean, Mystery Dolphin, what's going on with your Heat, though? I mean, chemistry issues, injuries, what's going on? They can't seem to get out of their own way right now.
Before you go to the Heat, there's a rumor going around that there's talk of a three-team trade that the Lakers would send Russell Westbrook, Patrick Beverley, Kendrick Nunn, and two future first-round picks, 27 and 29. The Nets would trade Kyrie even to the Lakers, and the Detroit Pistons would trade Brogovic.
That was for Kyrie, not Buddy Hield.
That was for Kyrie, right? That's the one they're talking about for Kyrie.
Yeah, that was for
so
Kyrie.
So you'll also get Brogovic, Burke, and Noel. The Lakers will get them with Kyrie.
Yes.
That makes them a contender. He keeps his head on the shoulder. That takes them automatically to the West Conference contender. Now, outside of that, I don't know.
Yeah, that was for Kyrie. But what I was saying about the Heat, you remember at the beginning of this, before the beginning of the season, Marty, I was telling you, Pat Riley was about to make some serious moves. He's silent when he's making these moves. He hasn't made those moves yet, and that's why we're punishing the way we are right now. That's why. That's my answer to you. So I'm waiting for something big to happen.
You're still waiting for something big to happen?
Yeah, I'm still waiting. Listen,
We've been waiting on this from last year, though, Mystery Dolphin. Come on, man. Let's be real.
From the trade deadline
last year, then now we've been waiting on this.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. I have no words to say. Because I'm surprised that they let it go on so long, and it's gone on too long, and they need to make a couple of moves. I feel confident. I really feel confident with the team that we have right now with Larry, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Bam Bam, and the rest of them. I feel good, but they're not playing good ball right now. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what needs to be done. But I believe that we still need a really good forward in there right now.
Where are you going to get him from, though?
Huh? We get him from L.A.
And who is? You ADA.
We can't get AD, man. You know better than that. Can't get AD.
But who's the big forward from L.A.? Who you mean, Kawhi?
Who?
Kawhi.
Can't get Kawhi either. Kawhi is the face.
But you said you can get a big forward from L.A.? Which big forward you can get from L.A.?
Kawhi is the face of the Clippers. How you get Kawhi? How you get AD? The Lakers rather let LeBron James go before they let AD go. Because AD is more promising and he's more younger. So you know better than that.
So I'm still trying to figure out where you can get this forward from in L.A.
I know we need a forward. That's what we need. Because we got the shooter. We got Larry. We got Hero. We got Jimmy Butler. We need a seriously strong power forward right now in Miami right now. That's what we really need. That's the missing link.
I don't know. I think y'all need some more. In Florida. I think y'all need more than that, to tell you the truth.
What do you think? What else you think we need?
Something's off, man. Something's off.
No. What else you think we need?
It don't matter. It don't matter who they get. Neither of them can beat Boston nor Milwaukee.
They will not? We will not be?
Will not beat Boston nor Milwaukee.
I don't think Boston or Milwaukee coming out of the East this year.
You can put that in the bank. You can save this tape.
Have you not seen Miami Heat in playoff mode? This is just regular season mode, you know.
I have seen Miami Heat in playoff mode. I watched them make a run. But I'm telling you, ain't nobody can beat Boston or Milwaukee. None of them. Nobody in the NBA can beat any of those two teams.
So who beat Boston last night? Who beat Boston last night? Chicago,
that's
right?
Last night. Anybody given on a given night.
Did Chicago Bulls beat Boston last night?
That don't matter. What does that mean? What does that mean? Did they beat them last year?
This is testing the skills. So we lose in some games.
Chicago beat them in November. And you think that's what going to happen in June?
Huh?
Chicago beat them in November. You said that's what going to happen in June? Come on, man.
Chicago beat them last night. Chicago beat them last
November,
night.
In November. In the month of November 2022.
Chicago beat them last night.
Yes. Yes. Then you got December, January, February, March, April, May. 6 more months of basketball. And you judging it on that? But Chicago got to be the best team in the NBA?
No, I'm not judging it. You're judging it because you said no matter what the Heat get, they can't beat Boston or Milwaukee. So I'm using the same scenario for you. It's the same thing. Have you not seen the Miami Heat in playoff mode?
In the past, I have, yes.
Okay. And we added a few new pieces. We added Kyle Lowry.
Okay.
Okay? So let's be real.
Did Boston or did not Boston add a piece? Did Milwaukee or did Milwaukee not add a piece? Who's the defending NBA champs? I can't remember who won last year. Who won last year?
The Golden State Warriors, sir.
Who they beat?
Who they beat?
Yeah.
I think it was who? Minnesota?
Minnesota?
No. Phoenix.
Who did Golden State beat for the NBA championship?
Your mind going stiffy.
Milwaukee.
Okay. All right. Just asking, who did Milwaukee beat to get to the NBA Finals?
Sorry?
Who did Milwaukee beat to get to the NBA Finals?
I think they beat, hold on.
Wasn't it the Miami Heat?
Miami. Yes, Miami beat Boston.
Okay. All right.
Well, you're taking him down memory lane, but listen. I'm getting a sign from Mr. Producer Man. We got to pick up.
I need to mess with him a little bit.
We got to pick up this convo tomorrow, and it's been good. And I appreciate you chiming in, Mystery Dolphin, because we got to get to the break. It's coming up on the flip side of the break. We got Michael Fabiano with your waiver wire week 12 for fantasy football. YouTube, Mystery Dolphin, I look to hear from you tomorrow. Pretty okay. We ain't going to talk fantasy football this week. You had a good week in one league. Went to the top, the creme de la creme, the number one team in one league. And then in another league.
Are you still in first place in both leagues?
If you'd like to...
And then another league. What happened, though?
Now you stopped me, but see...
You stopped me earlier in the year.
I didn't have a tight end.
Hey, you stopped me earlier in the year, though, so we're even in that same league, okay? We won and won.
That's all right, even.
Once me and you make the finals, it's all good. That's all I care about. Once we make the finals...
Amen,
hey, we made the finals, we eating good that night, boy. That's all I can say.
Amen.
Filet mignon in the air fryer. All right, buddy. Be safe. I appreciate you, big bro. And we'll do it again tomorrow, man. Be safe. Wally, great stuff as always. Quick break. Michael Fabiano's coming up on the flip side, man. Y'all have a great Tuesday. We'll see y'all tomorrow, man, right here on Talking Heads. The Wednesday edition coming at you tomorrow, all right? Be safe and be good, Bahamas. And if you can be good at it.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at
John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good!
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey everybody, Michael Fabiano here, Sports Illustrated Fantasy, and happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you're getting ready for turkey, football, and you know what that means, fantasy football. And with help with the waiver wire this week, let's bring in the princess of props, Jen Piacenti. It's an important week. There are no teams on a bye, but people still need help on their rosters, Jen. Let's start off with the quarterback position, where Matt Ryan's coming off a bad game, but he's got a good matchup against the Steelers next on the slate.
Matt Ryan actually has a 73.3% completion rate across his last two games, which is the best among all starting quarterbacks. Who thought I would say that? He threw no interceptions last week. He did take four sacks, and you're right, he put up a fantasy dud, but this week should be a little bit better because Pittsburgh just allowed four touchdown passes to Joe Burrow. They lead the league with 272 passing yards allowed per game and 22 passing touchdowns. Plus, he's got that extra day of rest. He will have had a great meal on Thursday. If you need to stream a quarterback, I really like Matt Ryan.
Deshaun Watson, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Taylor Heineke also potentially worth a look. Let's move on to the running backs, where it's a bit thin, but there's actually a couple of players out there who may be flex options this week on the wire.
Right. So we talked about Joe Burrow's four touchdown passes. Well, three of them went to Samaje Perine. You know, we had that question when Ja'Marr Chase was, you know, marked to be out for a few weeks. We thought, okay, who's going to step up? Is it T. Higgins? Is it Joe Burrow? No, maybe the answer is it's just a Cincinnati running back, whoever it is, because they have eight touchdowns total across the past three games, four of which were caught through the air. Now, Mixon left this game with a concussion, and Chris Evans kind of banged up, so that means it might just be Perine this weekend. Yes, it's a tough matchup versus the Titans for the run game, but the Titans have actually allowed a league-leading 229 receiving yards to running backs across the past 4 weeks, and Samaje Perine is 97% available.
Latavius Murray is now... He's got to be owned in all leagues. I mean, the Broncos cut Melvin Gordon. He was on the practice squad in New Orleans like a month and a half ago. Cam Akers led the Rams in carries last week. I still don't love that backfield, but certainly worth a roster spot. And then if people waited to pick up Rashad White until now because the Bucs had a bye last week, go get him. At wide receiver, we had a rookie sort of pop last week for the Titans.
So we were all waiting for this Treylon Burks breakout. Of course, he had an injury, and then he came back 2 weeks ago. And across the past 2 weeks, he's seen 15 targets. He had a team-high 8 targets this week for 111 yards. Look, this is the kind of guy that could really carry you through the rest of the season. They've been looking for that A.J. Brown replacement. They don't have a clear wide receiver one. It could be Treylon Burks. They're facing the Bengals this week, and they've allowed a league-leading 12.69 yards per target across the last 3 contests. So go ahead and put your bids in for Treylon Burks, who's about 80% available.
Darius Slayton, also a good add with Wandale Robinson injured. And also, Donovan Peoples-Jones has quietly been not great, but pretty good. And if Rondale Moore misses time, all of a sudden, Greg Dortch is back in our good graces. Finally, at the tight end position, this thing is a wasteland. After losing Kyle Pitts, who really wasn't any good to begin with this season, Darren Waller is out, Zach Ertz is out, Dallas Goedert's injured. Jen, help the people out there on the holiday weekend.
Well, first off, I want to say maybe Pitts being moved to the IR is actually just a relief, because now you don't have to make that tough decision about whether or not you should start him. You just know, don't start Kyle Pitts. Hopefully he's healthy 4 weeks from now. But we're going to look at Juwan Johnson today. Again, as you mentioned, really thin position, right? There's not a lot out there, but Juwan Johnson has 5 touchdowns across the past 4 weeks. He's run the 9th most routes amongst tight ends. And interestingly, he's had a high target rate within 10 yards of the goal line. So if you're looking to play that, you know, touchdown lotto, and that's about all we can do right now, Juwan Johnson is an ad.
Yeah, if he's not available, Foster Moreau's playing the Seahawks this week. Logan Thomas coming off a good game for the Commanders. And then if you're really desperate, maybe go for Trey McBride there in Arizona. And that's all for our waiver wire pickup segment here for the Thanksgiving week. And remember, folks, 3 games on Turkey Day. Make sure you get those lineups set. And of course, make sure you're checking out Sports Illustrated's YouTube channel, where you can find waiver wire ads, starts and sits, and so much more. Hit that subscribe button, and happy Thanksgiving.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to News in the Evening Report over the Guardian Radio Network.